Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will the relationship between the United States and Europe, which is right now not that good, substantially improve? Will it get better? Now, many hope that that would be the case because of the new administration in the United States. Others are not that sure or seriously doubt it. Here's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated February 19, saying this. At the Munich Security Conference, which actually started last week, Joe Biden proclaimed the revival of the transatlantic alliance. But the U.S. still has much to prove to a wary Europe. Biden is well aware that on neither side of the Atlantic are citizens longing for a restoration of a Western order in which the U.S. led and Europe followed. And we will see that that sentiment is being reflected and repeated throughout. Here's an article by Breitbart, dated February 19. Biden specifically promised to work with European leaders, including his good friends and outstanding leaders like German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Biden said he appreciated a whole Europe united under the European Union and spoke about their goal to unite against global competitors like Russia and China. But the mass circulated newspaper and magazine Focus in Germany had a slightly different take on that. They asked the question why Merkel responded so emotionless and indifferent to Biden. And then they continued, many conflicts between the United States and Germany remain. And that is exactly what other articles point out as well. Yahoo News republished an article by the Los Angeles Times, and the following was stated on February 19. The president faces a hard job persuading allies, many of whom have emerged from the Trump years nervous about U.S. reliability. Allies' skepticism about U.S. reliability was evident Thursday in remarks from French President Emmanuel Macron. He renewed his call for European strategic autonomy from Washington, diverging from Biden's support for a return to reliance on NATO. I am a defender of European sovereignty, of strategic autonomy, Macron said in an interview with the Financial Times. Europe cannot delegate its protection and the protection of its neighborhoods to the United States. And then the article went on to say, such splits between Washington and Europe may become even more visible if Biden pushes NATO members to take a more confrontational stance toward Beijing and Moscow. Many European governments favor less confrontational approaches to both countries. So in other words, they don't want to choose. They don't want to have confrontation with those countries to please Washington. They'd rather displease Washington in order to have no confrontation, or not that much, with China and with Russia. And now the dream of the European army becomes very well an issue in the forefront of European governments and the people. MSN wrote on February 18, Macron's position for a European army was underlined by the French Minister for Europe earlier this month. In remarks which have likely raised eyebrows in the new administration of Joe Biden, the French minister appeared to take a swipe at the new U.S. president and question the USA's commitment to Europe. He said, the Americans want to do less for European defense. The French want to do more for European defense. I think that's the big European project for the years to come. Our European partners are close to this path. Express added on February 19. Speaking to the Munich Security Conference, Macron said that the EU should not be dependent on the United States for security, adding, the EU and its key member states have to be part of the solution of their own security. The US has become a Pacific power which is mainly looking at China and Asia. In a way, he's saying they're not that much interested in Europe. And in the past, as we know, Macron has been talking about a real European army. He said that's a must in order to be able to defend against Europe's enemies. And then he listed Russia, China, and he said, and perhaps even the United States. Express wrote on February 23, an EU army has long been contemplated in the bloc. In a boost to the EU's plans, now listen, two-thirds of those surveyed in a poll from the European Council on Foreign Relations think tank were supportive of a European-level defense force. That has never been the case before. Two-thirds. It goes on to say, this comes in response to many within the poll claiming they could not rely on Washington as a strategic ally. When asked on their opinion on the EU's security partnership with the United States, just 10% viewed the US as a viable partner. 67% across all countries believe their own country could not rely on the United States. Now that's a huge percentage. And the countries polled were Denmark, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and Great Britain. 11. But of course, Great Britain isn't even part of the EU anymore. And so, on February 12th, the Middle East Monitor wrote about Europe's new identity. And I want to bring that to your attention as well, because it goes hand in hand with what I have already told you today. Despite the long-awaited political change in Washington, with Democratic President Joe Biden now safely in the White House, Europe is unlikely to resume its previously unhindered reliance on its transatlantic partner. Statements from Europe's political elites in recent years suggest a massive rethink among European governments regarding their definition of the relationship with Washington, an alliance that ran the world for decades. In an unprecedented statement in May 2017, German Chancellor Angela Merkel articulated the massive shift in Europe's new political outlook when she said, "The times in which we could completely depend on others are, to a certain extent, over." In that momentous speech in Munich, Germany's strong leader signaled the beginning of the end of the reliance on the US and Britain. The EU will have no patience with any US ultimatum to choose between Washington and Beijing, the article went on to say, and then they concluded. The next few years should be enough for Europe to determine its new identity. Without Britain, and without relying on American guidance and leadership, it will redefine itself despite the political shift in the United States. And so, as we have told you for many, many years, as the Church of God has told you for decades, almost for a century by now, there's going to be a strong Europe with a very strong and mighty European army, and this united Europe, consisting ultimately of 10 nations or groups of nations, will be in a collision course and on a collision course with both the United States and Great Britain. And it ultimately will lead to World War III, believe it or not. This is prophesied in your Bible. And to help you to understand those prophecies better, please ask for our free booklets, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America and Europe in Prophecy. So thank you very much for watching us, for listening to us, for paying attention to what we have to say. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.